This is called Paint Till You Faint. House, house, go away. You're looking prettier all the time, and look, me, I'm a rag, a brush, a mop, a hammer. I'm your lowly employee, not what I intended. I wanted shelter, a self-propelled houseboat. House painting for a fortnight now. I have no idea how long I've been stroking wide up, down, back, forth when I slapped a good juicy one across my face. I can't get mad at a fool like that. I kept painting as if nothing happened. I was in a hurry to get to the fine work, so I painted an ant, and then I wrote my name across the forehead of a flea. Anything domestic like this truly enervates me. Cash monster, time monster, thought police. I keep painting. I would paint the milkman, but he is already painted. I'd like to get my brush inside that molehole, the boob who sold me this bill of goods. The neighbors have witnessed my devotion to this busted cesspool of a castle, and now I am a deacon in the church of their values. Silently, silently, we have painted ourselves into this little plot of brown. Actually, it says earth. This little plot of earth. But now I'd like to paint something more abstract, like love or death or despair. Paint checkerboards on the idly curious. Brand them. Soon enough, this cloud will have to be torn apart and patched and then painted again. My arms weigh about 3 tons. Spaghetti legs. Suddenly I feel drawn back to the ocean floor, which never needs painting. There I'd plop my head on a hungry mollusk, adroit, chiliastic, sub rosa, luffing. Adroit? Dexterous in the use of the hands or in the exercise of the mental faculties, ready in invention or execution. Chiliastic? The belief in Christ's return to earth to reign during the millennium. Sub rosa? Under the rose, covertly, privately, confidentially. Luffing? Sailing a ship closer to the wind. Which is to suggest that the house doesn't get painted, you know, the guy gets carried away looking up words in the dictionary, which is what he wanted to be doing all along.